All right, everyone, let's get your fields unified. Spirit, please set spin ratio of the fields. 1-1. 2-1. 3-2. 5-3. 8-5. 13-8. 21-13. 34-21. 55-34. 89-55. 144-89. Initiating unified fields. Now, please allow your unified field to extend in all directions, gently touching the outside edges of the unified fields around you, creating single unified field to amplify our work. Now allow the collective unified field to float up in the sky. Today, we're going to start out in the southern islands of the Philippines, which have received a lot of damage from a very serious earthquake they had in the wake of the electromagnetic instability. And the solar flares hitting the planet as they do. So we have a nested grid already set up in the region where we've been helping those affected. Please allow your collective unified field to enclose this nested grid. And stand by for the Uraeus group. We're going to start with some silver ray. Energy of divine peace. The green of regenerative healing, and the blue for helping with the mental and emotional trauma. Just hold in your collective unified field steady to charge the nested grid. We also call upon Gaia to work with all of the nature spirits affected by this. Animals, plants, elementals, fish, which are animals, of course. Very good. Call upon the legions of Michael to help with those who are having some confusion making their transition. Michael comes in on a very clear blue light. And the legions in a swirl of mirrored light, blue flashing. Swords they carry are mirrored. They show the truth. They aren't meant to cut or harm. They're meant to mirror the truth. And when you have a disaster of this nature, you're often going to have souls that are a little disoriented and not sure what to go and where they're going. So they have been being helped. You, many of you who are in on this call have probably been present helping them. But there are still some stragglers. So hopefully this will help get the rest of them. Stand by for the energy, the bright fuchsia energy of divine unity. threaded through with the brilliant copper of communion. Good. The gold light of divine wisdom. Now allow the collective unified field to rise, detaching gently from the nested grid of the region, rising up above the planet and then moving. To the west and a bit north, around the nested grid we have around. Well, we have a larger nested grid around the region, but now we want you to focus on the nested grid we have around southern Lebanon. And we call upon the peace angels of the name to join us now. First, silver ray. Feeling the silver ray of divine grace charge and fill and magnify through your collective unified field to charge and fill the nested grid so that all beings, human, not human, all beings affected by these war activities, all who have been hurt, injured, killed, now for the beautiful iridescent glow of divine peace. And the peace angels of the name will be working through your fields for a few moments. Enjoy it because they feel really good. We'd like to remind you that your access to the peace angels is not limited simply to the planetary service work that you do. You can call upon their energy anytime you want to feel that sense of peace. Beautiful. Now the green and the blue healing rays for those suffering injury of any level, the trauma and the shock. Both the human and the non-human populations. Of course, when bombs are dropped, it really harms the energetic integrity of the elementals in that region as well. And so the Uraeus group will be working on that restoration too. But Gaia is going to continue to work with you here. Now, without losing contact with this nested grid, we're going to have you try something that's going to be a little more complicated than things we've asked you to do before. But while you're still maintaining your surrounding of the nested grid around Southern Lebanon, also kind of move your collective unified field out, stretch it around, and also engulf the one around Gaza. So literally your unified grid is now holding two nested grids within it. You guys have been getting better and better at the single grids. We're going to see how you handle doing multiple ones at once. Now, we're not going to let anything happen that you won't like, but it might feel like a bit of a strain. We're just going to see how you handle it. So just let it go. And also, yes, now we have both of them. And stand by for the energy transmissions and try to just kind of hold that sense of expansiveness over both regions simultaneously. Not a strain, just a gentle holding in your mind. Not your mental body, the mind. There you go. Peace angels are also at work there. Good, you've got it. Now, one step further. Expand your collective unified field, and now you will be around the regional nested grid, which includes these smaller ones. We wanted to concentrate some energy in those regions, but we also want the peace angels to work in the overall region, as well as handle the trauma of those in Israeli areas that have been pounded with retaliatory fire. As all of you know, not every citizen is responsible for the actions of their government. Sending the peace angels of the name and also the beautiful iridescent light of peace Elohim. The bright fuchsia of unity. Copper ray of communion. Definitely the gold ray of wisdom. Knowledge that all is one. And we know for some of you who are sensitive, it can be difficult. But there is a very, very old wound in this region of the world. It's embedded throughout the very land. And right now, the Uraeus group is going to work to pull up some of that trauma matrix. It may feel a little disquieting for you. Just try to keep your breath even and hold focus on the unified field. Good. There will be long, almost resonant waves pulsing through the collective unified field. It might feel a little bit unbalancing at first, but focus on your heart chakra, hold the field. Stand by for merger with a collective of the regional elementals of this area. And for the overlighting Deva of the region. Group of cetaceans in the Mediterranean are also joining in. Always welcome. The entire Middle East region is the origin of the way in which you model your civilizations. And because it was baby souls establishing those civilizations, they were very exploitative and lacked a lot of compassion or understanding. And in 15,000 years, that model of civilization has yet to be reviewed. Because the civilizations built were built on exploitation, oppression, and abuse of authority, the primal wound of human civilization exists in the Middle East. And that is the deep trauma matrix that we have been and will continue to work on. Now that you guys are getting stronger, we're going to be able to do more of these large-scale repatterning workings. Lucky you. All right, now allow your collective unified field to gently detach from the region, rising to the air. This time, going west and south. We have for a long time had nested grids around the Democratic Republic of Congo. This one also extends around Uganda and some surrounding countries. This is around the Ebola outbreak, which we are seeing as a probability of becoming a much more widespread problem. So Stand by for the essence of divine purity and the ultraviolet ray. Building it up in the unified field, charging up the nested grid, saturating the area with purity and ultraviolet. We'll also be working on those individuals infected with the disease, those carrying it, to help them heal, and to help protect those who are caring for them. Stand by for Dharma Rex and the Etheric Surgeons. And the Uraeus group. All organisms are within Gaia's bailiwick. And maybe we can negotiate with them. Unfortunately, the organism has escaped the area, but it's too diffuse for us to work on efficiently, so we'll work at the area of worst outbreak at the moment. Very good. Now, we send the energy of divine love to an area that's received all too little of it. Divine love, silver ray of grace, and the electrifying energy of divine victory. Peace angels are also present because there's still war activities going on in the region, which of course is making it easier for the disease to spread. Now, allow your collective unified field to gently detach from this DRC's nested grid. Rising up now, this time heading to the South Pole, up to space, so that your entire collective unified field embraces the entire Earth. Now we're going to work with the consciousness grids. And again, there's all this darkness in it. We're going to breathe light, transmit light, to banish the darkness, to push it back, to lighten it. We ask that you call up all the love that you have for the planet and its inhabitants. All the love you feel for this little blue ball of earth out here in the solar system, and all of the critters on it, and yes, even all your fellow humans on it, and the cetaceans in the sea, and the experiences it allows you to have, and the delicious things it allows you to eat, and the love it allows you to experience, and all of the experiences that allow you to be more who you are with every incarnation. Send your love. That love is pushing that darkness right back, and this love is your own commitment to the planet. It's fierce, fierce. The darkness melts back, and you'll see it like an eclipse or a shadow, like an umbra around the earth. It's so dense. And as your love pours out, starts to recede like a tide pulling back. Only the tide, the water comes back clean. The black wave goes back, the light wave comes up. Actually, it's not really black. It's more kind of a musty gray, kind of like old rotten cobwebs. But your light, that brilliant love that you have, just pushes it back and allows things to shine underneath. Wax on, wax off. Let's wax this off with the love that you bear for the earth, for yourself, for your loved ones, for spirit, for the whole experience of life. Feel your gratitude for the body that you inhabit, for the earth that you play upon, for the loved ones that you meet again and again and again in different forms, the way you all bounce off each other to help each other grow. Feel that sweet, absolutely pure love that you have at the core of you. Feel it expand in all directions. You're going to love bomb this earth. And coming along on your very personal love is the transpersonal love of your spirit, is the transpersonal love of all spirit. As it joins to yours, divine love, divinity to divinity. From the central sun will come a stream of energy that will come into the collective unified field. It's just the love from galactic central coming to join the love you send, and look at how that darkness peels back. Peace angels now will come through, and they are going to weave a network around the earth. Hold space for them, please. Network of peace. Beautiful, beautiful light. And with all of the love you give, you yourselves grow brighter and brighter until your collective unified field looks like a supernova. That's how powerful you are together. now from hollow of your throat. There's a structure called the Divine Purpose Crystal. Your spirit is going to activate it and beam light out of it to mingle with the light of what the other people in the collective unified field are projecting. This is something to be fed into the earth itself, because each of you have a piece of spirit's vision of joy on earth. We want to take all the pieces that you represent and all the pieces of those beings that are joining in our work to feed that vision into the collective consciousness grids of the planet. There are those who have a vision for you. You've seen where that vision will take you, and it's nowhere you want to go. Bring the vision that you brought here to counter it, to overwhelm it, because it's no competition. If people have an option, they will take it. And if it's in the template in the collective consciousness grid, they will have a place to start. All from your spirit's contribution to the work, the building, co-creating joy on earth. And now you can float up here in space, blissing out on the waves of love from Galactic Central with your buddies, or you can gently detach your fields from the others and allow your consciousness to return to the room where your body is. And that. Beautiful. Again, we thank you for your service. You have no idea how much it helps. Or maybe you do, and that's why you keep showing up. At any rate, we thank you for your participation today. We'll see you soon. Okay, guys, before I turn off the mute, I want to make an announcement. We have Ella and Roxy are putting together their own Zoom group for doing this Uraeus group work for the fourth Thursday of every month, I believe. But I'm going to have either Roxy or Roxanne or Ella speak about it when I take you off mute. Anyway, it should have been mentioned in the announcement email that you were sent for this session. And I'm going to take the mute off so that Ella, Roxanne, either of you that are here, please speak up and tell them about what you are offering.
Hi, this is Ella. We're here, and Roxy nominated me to say a few words today. So but I'm sure she's here too.
And, I am.
Hi, Roxy. Yay. And so we have been inspired and guided to offer the community a collaborative, another group where we'll actually do the Uraeus Temple cycle, the, you know, casting the circle and being in the temple for a number of reasons that have been recently made clearer to us as we've been connecting with the council and the Uraeus group about how to do it. So we're really excited about individuals and together in the temple regularly. And we've just been guided to invite more people to join with us, primarily because Susanna made a presentation where she was channeling about the formation of the temple. And that it was made so clear that every additional person expands the power and capacity of the work exponentially. Yep. And so we just really want to encourage you to come. The Zoom link is in the email that was sent to you about this call, and we're hoping maybe to send one email if we can. You know, like this one comes out, we planned it for the fourth Thursday at the same time to get a rhythm with this call. But you can also contact me directly, and probably nobody has a pencil, but if you do, my email address is ella.peregrine, like the bird, at pm.me. So it's not super hard to remember, Ella Peregrine, well, ella.peregrine at pm.me, and I'll put you on an individual list just to get email for that group. So thank you. We really hope you'll come.
Yeah, also, when you guys get together, you may figure, well, Thursdays don't work for all of us. Maybe we'll do it this day. You know,
sure.
It's good to start on the first one. Come up with whatever works for you. And I encourage any of the rest of you that want to put side groups out to build those, too. We need all hands on deck. I can only do this once a month. And if you guys are meeting more, that's even better. So any of y'all that can join into the extra work, it's going to all help. I'm telling you.
We need it.
Okay. Great. Great. Yeah, we're hoping to do more, but we just started where we could. So,
yeah,
so
exactly.
Please come. And, okay.
All
Hello,
right. Well,
Ella.
Thank you, Ella. Thank you. I have
Austin.
A question for Ella.
Yes.
Please. Could you please repeat your full email address, because I'd like to get on your list, please?
Yes, sure. Ella, E-L-L-A dot Peregrine, which is like the bird, P-E-R-E-G-R-I-N-E at pm.me. So PM like in the afternoon, and ME the word me.
Okay, so Ella dot Peregrine at EMME.
Nope. PM.
Oh.
Like AM and PM. P as in Paul, M.
Oh.
It's proton mail. PM
yeah,
dot
okay.
ME.
All right.
Oh,
well.
Thank you.
To everyone. Great work today. Boy, they pushed us hard.
Well,
so,
that was an amazing one.
I'm going to continue to do the conference
Welcome.
Calls every second Thursday of the month.
What?
Are you going to continue to do the second Thursday of the month?
No, I'm not going anywhere. This is just I'm encouraging people to do more because I can only do it once a month. But if you guys can get together and do it more often, the more the merrier. That's what I'm encouraging. So this is a side group. Other people can form side groups if you want. We'll help you coordinate that. Maybe if one of you, like, has a thread that you want to start for us that people could get on, or a forum or something, and you want to advertise that, that's something that went between these sessions. We can communicate with each other, make requests of each other, like if there's something happening in your region that you want us to focus on. I really, kind of my vision is to see kind of a Uraeus group chat board or something. So we can coordinate the planetary work at all times. Anyway, love you guys. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you, Ella. Thank you, Roxy, for being proactive about this. And I will talk to y'all soon. Big hugs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.